In 1942, during World War II, the 297th Infantry Battalion was stationed in Valdez. One of the men, a proficient skier, organized a ski patrol battalion. In February 1943, a group of 21 men set out on their most ambitious patrol yet to travel 70 miles over the Valdez and Clutina glaciers. Walter Barnes, from Michigan, was one of the volunteers. He wrote about this expedition in 1982. 17 men were on skis, and 4 were on snowshoes to test which would better sustain packs and gear. Each man carried up to 80 pounds of gear, including weapons, ammunition, and even firewood. The trip started out well. They ascended the face of the Valdez Glacier successfully on the first day, and tackled the rugged third face on the second day. On the third day, snow and wind pummeled the group. One man had to be hauled out of a crevasse. Things grew worse that night. All sleeping bags, socks, and gloves were wet. On the fourth day, they found that they were off course and needed to backtrack. On day 5, it was snowing hard, and the mission was aborted. They headed back for Valdez. Barnes's group started out behind the rest into winds that knocked them down. Finally, they found a large crevasse, climbed into it, and dug a snow cave. Barnes's feet were frostbitten. The situation continued to get worse. The next morning, they had to dig their opening out, and another soldier, Corporal Birdwell, found that his feet had frozen overnight. 2 men set out to get help. The situation took another bad turn when an avalanche hit Barnes's camp and packed the entrance to their cave. Barnes and Birdwell, both with severely frostbitten feet, were suddenly on their own. They talked of dying and prayed. Then, using a hunting knife and a bayonet, they amazingly dug a 60-foot tunnel to fresh air. Again, they set out for Valdez. In what was to be their final stroke of bad luck, Birdwell fell into a crevasse and was badly injured. Barnes continued on alone. He walked all night and covered the final 3 miles to Valdez on hands and knees. 20 of the 21 men on this ill-fated expedition were hospitalized. 4 men, including Barnes, spent 6 months in the Valdez hospital and suffered amputations. 11 months later, 2 of the men were still hospitalized in the lower 48. Birdwell, who had fallen into the crevasse, was never found.